young men, they are raised to believe that, you know, they have to be the provider. They have to work hard, take care of their family. Young women, they're waiting for that Prince Charming armor, that person that's going to save them. No one is coming to save you. And in network marketing, we're waiting for that downline, or we're waiting for that downline, or we are waiting for our upline to run our business. And we sit around and wait for that downline that's gonna come in, and that downline will bring hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people, and all of a sudden, one day you're gonna wake up, you're a millionaire. One day you wake up, you're making six figures a year. You're making six figures every month. This life of yours is 100% your responsibility. And I had to learn that very early on. And let me tell you something. I've never had a victim mentality. My mentality has always been, no matter what has happened to me, I can own it and walk in my truth. And because of that, I'm able to go out there and talk to anyone. You know, we have that mentality, we got to recruit up, we got to recruit down, we got to... No. You can talk to anybody. Because you are who you are, you have the strength, the power to attract everything that you want and desire. So when we talk about recruiting in our business, people come up to me all the time. They said, Max, you know, I want to recruit, but I'm having a hard time bringing new people into my business. Or how do you do it? How do you recruit so many people? How do you teach your team members to do that? And any one of my team members who attend my trainings or, you know, they'll tell you that I always say, speak from the heart. Speak from the heart. Stand in your own truth. Know who you are. So I want you to write a few questions down here. One of them is, who am I? Who am I? Who are you? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Who are you? Who am I? So internally, I want you to ask yourself that question. Who am I? And say it to yourself right now. Who am I? Let's do it again. Who am I? Because we want to be everything and everyone else except being who we are or being yourself. Who am I? The next one is, what do I want? What do I truly want in this business? What do I want? Do you want more freedom? You want more money? Do you want to have hundreds and thousands of people that you're able to share with them your life story, and by doing that, you can change their lives through your own life story? You see, we want to recruit, but we don't really want to do the work that's gonna get us there to attract the right people. You know, I attracted a lot of people, I recruited a lot of people, but until I got into the point to say, Maxandra, who are you? What do you really want? And then I want you to write down, how can I get there? Those are the questions that you are going to ask yourself. Who am I? What do I really want? And how can I get there? The moment that I answer those questions truthfully, honestly, then at that point, I was walking in my purpose. But it's not about recruiting and getting so many people in, because then when you bring them in, you won't know what to do with them, because you don't know who you are and what you want. So you'll have a group of people under you in your business that you don't even know how to motivate them and inspire them and help them to grow so they can too go to the next level. How many people that you're asked, how are you doing? And your answer is always, I'm great. Everything is wonderful. But yet you're going through so much. You're going through a whole lot. You know, yesterday someone came to me and said, Max, how are you doing? I said, well, I'm wonderful. I'm great now. But for the past few weeks, I've been worried about my mother because she was in the hospital. But a lot of the leaders here didn't even know that. You know, I learned to answer truthfully.